Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber. And for all Chamber events, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And for all information on real estate, go to
the Blackmore Group, BlackmoreGroupRealty.com, 2901 Main Avenue.
All right. And Ashley, so talking about my loan experience. I mean, and you know, we've done, you know, the quick claim, and then they did a jumbo loan, and then with the jumbo loan, luckily, my ex-wife's, you know, house sold first before we closed, then mine sold shortly thereafter. I mean, we had a lot of debt hanging out there, and but we made it work.
Mm-hmm.
So, are there other things that you know that you've experienced where you go, "Oh yeah, I got a success story," or here's something people need to think of? What are some of those? You know, again, I say the tricks of the trade, and there's not, it's not a trick.
Yeah,
I guess it's Halloween hangover, trick or treat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, so, you know what I'm saying? And so, what are some of the things people can be aware of?
Yeah, so for us, when we purchased our own home personally, we've done three seller finances, which I think are also a great option. If a seller owns the property outright, they can put together a seller financing option. And actually, most of my seller finances are offering interest rates lower than what the current market is, which is 8%, which is ridiculous. We actually purchased a home last year doing a seller finance, a second home that we use as a rental doing a seller finance option. Those are really interesting and creative. I could go into a lot of detail about them, but they are a great resource for people that don't want to pay an 8% interest rate and still be able to get into a property. So that's a great way. And then also there's options when you're working with a lender. You can actually, some people just initially look at the price tag of a property and be like, oh, that house is $725,000. I want to get it for $700,000. And they instantly take that price off the top. But what they really should be doing is taking that $25,000, negotiating, and getting that put towards seller concessions. Because you can take that amount and you can put that amount towards closing cost and to buy down the rate. So if your interest rate is too high, if you look at that $725,000, take that $25,000 off down to the $700,000 from the get-go, that saves you $25,000. However, if you buy down a rate for that period of that loan, your savings are substantial for the lifetime of owning that property. So there's all sorts of really interesting things. You just got to kind of get creative and, you know, like find a professional to have those conversations with.
Because
Google is not, you know, Google for medical or real estate. I would avoid it.
Well, amen to that. And I think, too, that, again, looking at how somebody, like you say, buying down the interest rate, because that's amortized out over 30 years and the interest is front loaded, you know, and you look at that. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, how much in interest are you paying? It's they do that for a reason, you know, and I like earlier, how long are you planning on being in the house? You know, I mean, I look and go, I've had my quote unquote forever home. And it was like, oh, this is great. It was 6 acres, beautiful piece of property, 3,000 square foot home, you know, big garage we built and added on. And I look at that now and I don't want that. I want lock and leave. You know, I'm renting right now and I'm really enjoying. I mean, every weekend I'm going, what do I want to do? Well, when I had the acreage, I knew what I was doing. I was irrigating, or I was cutting, or I, you know, all the stuff to maintain that. And then based on lifestyle, what is it you want to do?
Yeah. And I think too, people kind of feel like they need, like, this house is going to be their forever home. And I can just say, from being in this business for a long time, it's kind of really never your forever home.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to make it sound like depressing or sad, but, you know, life happens. Things change. And, you know, you think, I want to have all this acreage and this land in the country, and then you get older and arthritic, and then you want to be closer to town, or, you know, life situations happen. I mean, for us, it's like we always say we've got the three Ds, you know, death, divorce, diapers, diamonds, you know, all that stuff happens, anything with a D. And I think that allowing... Look at where you're at in your life now. What fits that for your living? And then make it happen if you need it to happen. And if you don't need it to happen, okay. But I mean, I think there's just, you know, we get, we're almost so influenced by the news and information overload as far as this whole thing of real estate. Real estate's very simple. It's a house where you can create equity, where you can get an ROI, where you can raise your family, and you can have a safe space.
Yeah.
If you need it now, get it now. If you don't need it now, then don't get it.
Sure.
It's simple.
Yeah. Well, and it's always interesting, too, because it used to be, you know, when, you're paying rent, and you go, wow, my rent is what a mortgage would be. And, you know, and that's very true in so many situations. But, you know, now I kind of go with the interest rates at 8%, which is funny. I remember getting that 8% rate with the story, you know, mm-hmm. the quick claim story. And we were at even higher than that, and we got down to that. We were so excited to have that. We've gotten accustomed to, you know, and yeah, they are high, but, you know, they've been there before in my life. I remember those times. With that, I think that making sure that you're working with a broker that goes through that with mm-hmm. you. And I want to, you know, when you were talking, Ashley, I'm thinking, you're not only a broker, you're a therapist. You know,
I mean, yeah.
What was that? Death, diamonds, diapers, and divorce.
You know, but that's why I'm so passionate about it. I mean, I truly feel as a real estate agent, you know, sometimes over the years they do have bad reputations. Mm. You just had a bad broker.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like my clients are like an extension of my family by the end of a transaction. I know everything about them. I know what they need. I know what their wants are. I know what their needs are. I know their kids. And I mean, to me, that's what brings me the biggest joy. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like I can help really improve someone's life. And when you, I want to sidebar back to when you were talking about renting versus owning. And mm-hmm. I do have a really nifty calculator that I do. And I do just want to say, even though the interest rates are high, you do get a bunch of tax benefits
ownership. And equity.
Yep, mm-hmm. totally. But yeah, we are kind of a therapist. I mean, I've also been a house cleaner. I've been an Uber driver. I've been, you know, a pet sitter, a pet walker, a mousetrap setter, you know, painting, doing trim boards. We kind of do it all.
Sure.
But that's part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, people say real estate agents get paid too much. I don't know. I just think that we end up doing so much in a transaction. It's so much more than a transaction.
And I want to say that I've looked at it over the years, and I've, you know, people are like, oh, wow, we could just, you know, list this for sale by owner. I'm like, yeah, that's great until somebody says, I want to see your house and your work, and you can't get away. Mm-hmm. That's a simple example. Or all the things that come with that. And realtors are connected. Mm-hmm. They represent you. And they do more than what you realize. You know,
oh, yeah, our whole job.
Yes.
Yeah, our whole job is to cover you as our client. And, you know, for sale by owners, they think they can just go print off some documents and do a transaction. And the implications that can come from that are so huge. I mean, there's a reason why we have inspection periods and title mm-hmm. periods and water rights reviews and insurance reviews. And that's why we have all that stuff, is because all of that can come back and hurt you as a consumer. And we're not talking about hurt you because you sold something for $100. We're talking about hurt you because you sold something for $700,000 that could impact someone's life. I mean, for sale by owners, I definitely see where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. But from a overall perspective, it's a very dangerous and hazardous thing. And like I said, if you're for sale by owner and you put it on Zillow, you're paying to be on an advertising platform that realtors are paying to be a part of. So there's over three realtors that are going to be shown on your listing anyways.
Yeah.
You might as well pick a realtor that you know, like, and trust mm-hmm. and just do the transaction with them. And then also, like, for sale by owners, like, we are a marketing thing. Selling your home is a marketing process. And taking pictures off of your cell phone, you're leaving like $20,000 to $30,000 on average on the table to save $5,000.
Right. Well, and I was going to say, too, that I think statistically, for sale by owner sells for less than using a realtor. I mean, you know, and pricing. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, you kind of go, all right, the house across the street sold for, you know, $700,000, so I'm going to price mine at $720,000.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And you're throwing a dart almost. Or, you know, I'm just going to put it high and see what happens. And then you're sitting there again having to break away from work, having to deal with things. Or questions are going to come up that you're not going to have an answer to.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And then finding someone that's going to do the, well, a closing at a title company, but then someone that's going to walk through all those steps and make sure that everything is done, or they do an inspection and they find issues.
Yeah, but, and the biggest issue, too, with for sale by owners is that the average for sale by owner stays for sale by owner for only 47 days before they actually aborting the mission and finding a realtor.
Nah.
But what they don't understand is that 47 days that you've been listed as a for sale by owner does not just go away. So say you underprice that house and then you get working with a realtor, and then that realtor or that real estate agent goes, well, the house is actually worth more than $20,000 with professional photo and video and painting or whatever.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, we want to list that for that. Well, you have this underlying issue that's going to follow you forever, which is you were listed for sale by owner with bad marketing and a lower price, and that lower price never goes away.
Yeah.
Zillow tracks that at the bottom of every single property wow. address specific. So now people are going to be asking the question, well, why is it $20,000 more when 47 days ago it was $20,000 less? And then
right.
now you're already yeah. back to losing money. So I just, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not 100% sure, you should probably just list with an agent.
Absolutely. Well, and I think too, you know, I just said earlier, list with the name, but also interview agents, mm-hmm. you know, and find out, you know, what they are going to do for you and how they're going to market. And make sure, too, I mean, I'm sorry, but personalities match.
They do.
Right? And so you got somebody that, you know, I mean, I know people that I've worked with their parent and now they're a realtor. And, you know, I'm like, oh, there's a connection, you know,
yeah.
and being the chamber guy, I know a lot of people in the industry, you know, and it's one of those things that you just kind of go, all right, well, again, the personality and where you're at. And it's interesting when you said could be a year, could be 2 years, could be 3 years.
Yeah. And I think, too, like everybody has their own personality. For like for me, I'm very much like a higher end price point on average is the person that wants to work with me because they
right.
want me to come in and do it all.
Okay.
And they want to just put it in my hands. I trust you. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want or whatever
mm-hmm.
you need. That is the type of personality that I typically work well with. But other agents, you know, that people just really need like a warm hug all the time. I'm not a warm and fuzzy feeling person,
yeah.
right? I'm like, go in and get the job done.
Yeah.
And that's why I always tell people, you should interview agents. And sometimes I meet with them and I'm like, hey, you should actually interview this agent in our office. Just because personality, it's a huge emotional thing.
Sure.
You need to match for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Again, you're a therapist.
Yeah, I guess.
Just going back to that, Ashley, you're a therapist, you know, with a you know, realtor job.
Yeah, for sure.
On the side. All right, so I'm curious now. I'm going to get out your crystal ball.
Okay.
And we've got a couple minutes left before we got to take a break. But looking in your crystal ball, what do you see in, you know, roughly the next year or so? I know we're going into a slower season, mm-hmm. traditionally, into the holidays. People kind of hunker down. But what are you seeing? I know there's a lot of homes coming on, a lot of apartments being built. What's your crystal ball say for the area?
People that are moving to Southwest Colorado are moving here to make a lifestyle change. For whatever reason, wherever they're at, maybe they're sick of their apartment, maybe they're sick of where they're at in the city, maybe
mm-hmm.
they're tired of sitting behind their desk, like one of our agents that moved from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Durango, moving to Durango is a lifestyle choice. And I think that as we as a whole become more apt to making healthy lifestyle decisions and changes
mm-hmm.
and moves, Durango's always going to be on the board. I think for as a national level, I think that, yeah, we're probably going to be hurting. But us here locally, people are still wanting to buy. And people just don't really want to sell a whole lot because why? We live
yeah.
in a beautiful place and I can't blame them.
Sure.
But I think our market's going to continue to go. And if you look at what the prices are in our competitor markets, we're still one of the lowest, most affordable properties or towns.
Yeah.
We're one of the most affordable towns compared to the other ski towns in Colorado.
Right.
So,
and we got so much more to offer.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I do tell people, you know, Durango, it's all about the, you know, we're a real town, real people. We have a real river. We have a college. We have the train. I mean, there's all these factors that make Durango what
amazing.
It is.
And which is why we've been here our whole lives.
Yes. Yes. And why people, you know, come to college here like myself and never leave.
Yep.
All right. What's your website?
BlackmoreGroupRealty.com.
All right. And you're located where?
2901 North Main Avenue.
All
we
right.
have great parking.
Yeah. That parking, that's important.
Yes.
Parking.
Absolutely.
And it's free.
Yep. And it's free.
And it's free. All right. Across from Taco Bell.
Yes.
All right. Stick around.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you what you do for fun.
Oh, yay. My favorite.
All right. Back in a few minutes, you're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.